This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 15th of January. A superb century from Luke Palmer's back saw Brisbane Heat become the first side to progress to the final of the Big Bash League. His unbeaten 112, which spanned only 70 deliveries, helped the Heat overcome the highly fancied Melbourne Renegades. The Renegades could make only 168 for 9 and applied to the Heat's 183 for 3, as Ben Cutting starred, taking 3 for 24. Defending HRV Cup champions Auckland progressed to the preliminary final at the expense of Northern Districts with a win over Central Districts in their final group game. The Aces comfortably reached their target of 136 with an over to spare. Lou Vincent finished on 52 not out of 39 balls, with Donovan Grubelaar on 36 off 19. The dead rubber match in Dunedin saw an extremely close finish, with finalist Otago winning off the final ball against Canterbury. The Wizards had made 162 for 6 from their 20 overs, thanks mainly to an innings of 58 from opener George Worker. Aaron Redmond then smashed 58 of only 26 balls, helped the Volts recover from an early Andrew Ellis double strike. However, it was left to number 9 Mark Craig to hit the winning runs from his first delivery, as Otago won by 3 wickets. Habib Bank had slipped to 90 for 7 by stumps on day 2 of the President's Trophy final, as they responded to Sweden Northern Gas Pipelines' first innings 283. Pakistan limited overs captain Mohammad Hafeez caused many of the problems, ending the day with figures of 3 for 9 from 12 overs. Ali Vakas had early been ninth man out for Swede for 83, as they added 94 to their overnight score prior to being dismissed. Rahul Pindi needed a further 61 on the final day of their Qaeda-Azam Trophy match in order to beat Faisalabad, closing on 164 for 5. Umar Wahid and Adnan Mufti did the bulk of the run scoring with half centuries, while Vakas Mahmood took all 5 of the wickets to fall. Elsewhere in Group 2, Lahore Shalimar took control over Abbottabad. After earning a 95-run first innings lead by dismissing Abbottabad for just 104, they then reached stumps second time around on 251 for 1. Imran Butt and Fahad ul-Haq both ended with unbeaten centuries. The draw looks the likely result in Hyderabad, with Karachi Whites reaching the close of day 3 on 467 for 7 in a fly to the host 305. Mokashim Ali completed his century, while Fawad Alam also reached 3 figures, adding an unbroken 145 for the 8th wicket with his captain Mohammed Sami. In Group 1, Multan will go into the final day 241 runs ahead of Lahore Ravi, closing on 180 for 4 in their second innings. Openers Usman Ali Khat and Zeeshan Ashraf added 104, after Rahat Ali had ended with 5 for 44 in the Lahore first innings. Peshawar closed day 2 against Quetta on 70 for 4. Quetta had early declared at 483 for 8, shortly after allowing opener Ali Asad to complete his maiden double hundred. And Silcock closed on 114 for 1 instead of 209 to beat Islamabad. Opener Majid Jahangir is unbeaten on 62.